And I've said a special guest. I always say I have a special guest in the studio, but today is by far, it's a childhood dream of mine, Santa Claus. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Gino. I am doing well. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much for, first off, everything you do, year in and year out, always delivering all of those toys. And then for you to take your time on, this is your big day.
This is it.
A busy one. For you to take a few minutes to talk to me, it's greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Well, Gino, I am so happy to do it. You know, I am famous for bringing gifts and presents and everything, but, you know, Santa is more than that. He's represents the spirit of Christmas, which means giving and caring and compassion. And I have to say, I had to take time out of the whole trip tonight because you have some really, really awesome listeners that have been doing their best to be Santa.
Yeah.
And I got to give them a shout out.
Okay,
now,
okay.
We're
getting right into it, Santa.
I love it. I mean, these kids have worked so hard this year. I got to give them special recognition.
Sure.
I want to, you know, Colin Walsh, you know, you have been such a good boy this year. Denise and Annie Dow, don't think that I overlooked you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been good, and I would really like to remind you to keep being helpful and kind because you are such a good example.
Yeah.
JJ and little Emma Baker, they're part of a really, really active family, and that's something, you know, fitness is really important to Santa
because I
have to stay healthy with all these cookies that these kids
live up on that cardio,
Oh, I got to work. The cardio, you know, the reindeer and I, that's how we stay fit.
Very cool.
Peyton Landers and Brooke Shanks, good girls. You have been so, so super nice. I really appreciate all the help you've been giving to your mom.
Who else? I know there was a bunch of kids.
Kaylee King.
Yes.
Listen to this. She did a cancer walk in memory of her aunt.
Wow.
And that's how you try to be there for others and memory of others, because that's how people live on, is through love and our memories.
Mm-hmm.
She finally had her ankle surgery this year. I know that was going, you know, they had waited for a while on that, and Kaylee, I am so glad that you finally had it, and I'm glad that you're starting to get better. And, you know, you just keep keeping that Christmas spirit alive. But, Gino, you've got four kids here that are right at the top of Santa's nice list.
Okay.
I mean, I have carved their names in. It's not written in. I want to give a special shout out to Jacob and Josh Howard and Jillian and Emily Goulet. What you guys did for the victims of the Randolph accident this year with your lemonade stand, I mean, you want a special place in Santa's heart. You are such good kids, and it is going to be an honor for me to bring your Christmas presents this year.
That's great.
You know, and it's way too many to mention, but
of course,
I have a special place in my heart for all the children of the Mount Washington Valley and the children and all of your listeners, Gino. I mean, you've got such great people. It gets pretty cold up on that sleigh. I mean, tonight it's going to be 14 degrees.
Right. And oh, my goodness.
I'm not like the reindeer. You see, there's an interesting fact about reindeer. All of their exposed skin, including their nose, is covered in hair, so they don't get frostbite.
Okay. But you are not
the
same.
I'm not that lucky.
I mean, you have a lot of hair.
I've got the beard. I've got the long hair. But trust me, there's a reason Santa has fur on his hat, his coat, and his boots.
So that Christmas magic, all those nice gestures, all those wonderful acts of kindness, that's what has to keep you warm inside as well.
That definitely is. And that is a really important part of my job. The fun part is delivering the presents.
Right.
The fun part is getting the letters and getting the shout outs and I'm still getting emails even this morning, all the last minute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what really makes it important, what is the heart of the job, is helping keep the Christmas spirit alive.
Yeah.
And seeing the little kids grow up with it and then taking it on as grown ups, passing it on to little kids, passing it on to their community, really remembering the reason for the season. That is what my job's all about.
which is very, very cool. And we thank you so much for doing that. And of course, yes, we have great listeners here, kids of the Mount Washington Valley. Some that obviously you had your own list of shout outs, which is just outstanding. And we appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned Jacob, Josh, and Jillian and Emily. They were actually on this past summer.
I was
going
to say, they were your co-hosts, weren't
yes.
they this year?
Yes,
that,
they were.
They did a great job.
They were. A couple of the kids that you mentioned, which is funny enough, a couple of the kids that you mentioned were co-hosts on the show. And those are the kids that are just shining bright here in the Valley.
Yeah, well, I pay attention to your radio station. You know, that's how it takes a lot of work to keep these lists going, you know. But I want to let everybody know that if you ever hear somebody say you're probably going to be on the naughty list, remember, my naughty list is always written in pencil.
Okay.
So I can change it because, you know, people make mistakes, but you stay on the naughty list when you realize you've done something bad and you don't care. If you make a mistake and correct it, then guess what? Your name's wiped right off.
Very good. Very good. I did have some kids write in and actually have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
We're in a time crunch. I completely understand. You get some busy schedule ahead of you, but I thought we'd ask a few questions.
If you don't. I'd love to.
Excellent. Okay. So we also stream online at conwaymagic.com. We have listeners from all over. And from Massachusetts, we had Natalie, Silas, and Wes. They wrote in, and they're actually wondering, after your big day, if you ever go on a vacation, and if so, where do you like to go?
Oh, I do go on vacation, and after I'm done, I like going someplace warm.
Yeah, I can only imagine, yeah.
And this year, I am going to be in Israel. I'm leaving on January 3rd, and I will be coming back on January 12th. I am going to be over in Israel and Bethlehem for Orthodox Christmas, which is celebrated January 6th.
So it's
going to be kind of a working vacation.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to being able to sort of float on top of the Dead Sea and, you know, get a little bit of sun, dip my toes in the Mediterranean, maybe defrost a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. Hopefully you'll have a great time on your trip. We also have Tyler from Gorham writing in. He's wondering how you prepared the reindeer for Christmas Eve. We kind of touched on that. You said they're pretty much ready to go.
They are ready to go. They are literally chomping at the bit. What we do is we practice a lot of cardio and a lot of stamina. And they do some lifting, some pulling. We do that similar to how they work the draft horses for the pulling shows.
Okay.
Here in the Freiburg Fair in the Mount Washington Valley, they have, you know, stone boats that they pull around the yard up in the North Pole. And, you know, I give them a few months off, and then, you know, right around spring, that's when we start getting ready because, you know, it takes a lot to get this done.
It takes a lot, absolutely. No doubt about that, for sure. Lizzie from Tamworth writing in. Obviously, we all know that you love the cookies. You're a big fan of cookies and milk. People leave you out all types of treats, I'm sure. Do you have a favorite cookie? Is it hard? Is it hard to decide?
Oh, they are all so good, but yes, Santa does have a favorite cookie.
Okay, make note.
If somebody leaves me out a glass of ice cold milk and a chocolate chip cookie, there might be one or two extra things in the stocking because that is my favorite.
Yes, chocolate chip cookies. Okay, I thought you thought an old tradition, of course.
Old tradition. I remember back when they were Toll House cookies. That's how old I am.
We have Matt from Conway. He wrote in, and he was wondering if you're friends with any other animals at the North Pole, maybe a penguin perhaps, or any other animals that you've seen.
Oh, yes. Well, the penguins actually live at the South Pole.
Okay.
But there's a colony of penguins in Cape Town in South Africa that I'm very, very close with. But at the North Pole, we have a lot of polar bears, and they are very friendly to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always like having me over for, you know, an ice cold polar beverage or a Coca-Cola.
Sure.
And, you know, we have, you know, squirrels, Arctic fox, rabbits. Oh, yeah. I have a lot of friends. And, of course, birds. You know, the expression, a little bird told me, that is one of the ways that I can also keep tabs on who's naughty and nice.
Oh, okay. You know. Pulling back the curtain a little bit.
If you are of an age, you remember the old Rankin-Bass animated TV show, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much nailed it.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And one final question here that was sent in, little Sarah from Freedom. She wrote about your elves, wondering how many actual elves you have living with you at the North Pole that help you create all of this magic for Christmas.
I have 875 active duty elves.
That is quite the staff.
And we have about twice as many that come in to sub and assist. And that's just working in the workshop.
Wow.
I've got hundreds more that work in the post office. And then I have the ones that work in my navigation system that help, you know, monitor all the weather broadcasts and forecasts, you know, like Magic 104.
Mm-hmm.
They keep tabs on where it's going to be cloudy, where it's going to be cold. Am I going to have to avoid any storms? So working on the toys, like I said, I got well over 800, but there's at least that many that work in the other departments up there.
Incredible. Incredible. And you guys do a fantastic job, obviously.
Oh, it's help, you know, for folks like you and all these kids that go out of their way to be helpful and embody the Christmas spirit. You know, it just, that makes the job a heck of a lot easier.
Excellent. Well, Santa, I want to thank you so much for taking some time. I know that you have a very busy day ahead of you, of course, into the night. You'll be coming back. You're all around the world. It's just awesome what you do. Do you have any final words for the children of the Mount Washington Valley? Any final message at all?
Yes. I want to wish every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And keep up the good work, because you're what makes it all worthwhile. And you are the children. They're the hope. We're coming into a new year, a new decade, a new month. You know, I see a very, very bright future ahead of us with little kids like these growing up to take charge one day. So, Gino, I want to thank you and the whole staff here at Magic for all the help you've given me this year.
No problem.
And kids, thank you. Keep being good, because we're right down to the final wire.
You know. Yep, the clock is ticking,
the
Santa.
The clock is ticking, and thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for taking the time, and of course, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Happy New Year. Enjoy your vacation once you're all done the work, and make sure you give a nice little hug to Mrs. Claus and all the elves for us as well.
We certainly will. Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas. That's Santa Claus on Magic 104. We'll be back. It's Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.